Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry, and it's trivia time. Can you name any of the 85 critics and reporters in the Hollywood Foreign Press Association? Of course you can't. But the Press Association's sponsorship of the Golden Globe Awards, I'm sure you know that. It's one of the biggest award shows anywhere, and its nominations for movies and television is one of the big precursors to the Oscar hunt. Joining us to talk about the Golden Globe nominations, which came out within the hour, is Sharon Waxman, Takeaway contributor and editor-in-chief of The Wrap News, the best place online to get your information about the entertainment business. Sharon, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, the headline seems to be Dark Knight. Heath Ledger got a nomination, and the movie was very well received, and also Brad Pitt gets a nomination here. Take us away through these nominations and what they mean.
Well, the nominations were not those guys didn't get Best Picture, so Brad Pitt's movie did, but a lot of people were looking for Dark Knight to be nominated for Best Picture, which would have been a saving grace for Hollywood, because here's a movie people have heard of. People even went to see it, but it was not nominated for Best Picture. But yes, Heath Ledger was nominated for Best Supporting Actor, who, of course, died right after filming of that movie. But what we've got are a lot of small movies this year being nominated for Best Picture. You've got Frost Nixon, which is about, it's kind of like a chamber piece. It was a play about David Frost interviewing Richard Nixon. Benjamin Button's is supposed to be a big movie. That's the only one on the list, though. A movie called The Reader, Revolutionary Road, Slumdog Millionaire is this very sweet but very indie film about two Indian kids in a slum, and a small indie film called The Visitor. So what this means is that, you know, the Golden Globes and the Academy Awards count on the big films to bring the audience, to bring celebrities, and they've been struggling against the fact that there have not been enough good movies that have been big commercial hits in the past number of years, and that's going to be a problem again this year.
So in terms of driving audience, maybe it's sobering, but, you know, some of these movies are challenging, complicated, interesting, dramatic subjects.
Absolutely. But what was left off the list for Best Picture is a film that a lot of people are talking about. It's this film called Milk, in which Sean Penn plays Harvey Milk, a San Francisco gay politician who was murdered, and that's getting lots of great reviews. It was not nominated. Mm-hmm. So it's very hard. Usually people look to the Golden Globes to get a sense of what's going to be nominated for the Oscars. This year, I have the feeling that it's going to be all over the map. And of course, last year the Golden Globes were canceled, so they were no hard.
That's right, because of the strike.
So, and we may have one of those again.
Let's quickly look at television, because often the Golden Globes do predict accurately trends in television, drama, and comedy.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so we've got nominations for House, and we've got nominations for Mad Men, and these are series that that are very popular and that have already been pretty much showered with glory at the Emmys. So,
but once again, it's the networks versus the cable outlets. It's HBO versus broadcast.
Yep, and this is and the cable stations are winning. So you've got Gabriel Byrne from In Treatment was nominated. That's another HBO show. Michael C. Hall from Dexter, and it's the Showtime show. So the networks are struggling against the cable networks, I'd say, for sure.
All right, well, to get more on this, you can sign up for Sharon Waxman's daily email at thewrapnews.com. But trends considering, movies all over the map, and the awardees in television are the usual suspects. Sharon Waxman, thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.